This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are 44 days away from the arrival of spring. So put that in your hat and think about it. Winter's coming to an end, folks. I know it's only early February, and February is traditionally the worst month of the year for good snowstorms, especially on the East Coast where I live in New England. So we have to think about that. But we're 44 days away from spring. Spring is March 20th, and that should be a major holiday for all of us that like to work in the garden, around the yard, work in the lawn, take care of our shrubs and trees, plant perennials, annuals, and the vegetable garden, and so forth. And even mowing the lawn can be enjoyable. It's a lot of work, but keeping that grass healthy is something that will help to keep your home cooler, up to 10 degrees if you have a nice thick lawn around that home. 10 degrees cooler. The heat's absorbed into the ground, and it's 10 degrees cooler. That means costs you less if you're using air conditioning in your home to have green grass. And one of the things that we all make a mistake, we cut the grass too short. You need to cut the grass longer. And we'll talk about that when we get closer. And I want to tell you that not this Thursday, but the following Thursday, I'm going to put together that list of starting your vegetables and flowers by seed in the newsletter. So if you don't receive the newsletter, sign up for it now. And that way you'll have that schedule so that you can buy seeds and start them indoors, so that it will save you a lot of money. You don't have to buy plants. You did it yourself in your home. And to get the newsletter, just go to paulparent.com. Click on newsletter. You put your email address, submit it, and you'll start getting it the following Thursday. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Dave in South Florida.
Dave from South Florida, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. I have a double peach hibiscus that it's about 6 feet tall, and it's a big, it's shaped like a big lollipop. It's got a big canopy about 5 feet across, and I think the trunk is maybe 4 inches in diameter. It's absolutely beautiful, full of foliage and blooms, and I'm wondering if I could move that without the risk of killing it.
Is there a time where that hibiscus loses some of its foliage?
Occasionally it does, and I know I've pruned it back way, way back a few times, and it always comes back.
Okay. Then when you get ready for that pruning would be the time that you could move it with the best success. And I would think at this time of the year, while your temperatures are still cool – and your days are shorter, would be the best time. I think if you tried to move it during June, July, and August, when you're getting 90s and 100-degree temperatures, it would really stress out that plant. So if it was me going to move it, I would prune it back like you normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would move it at this time of the year while your temperatures are cooler and your days are shorter. So with a shorter day, it's not going to encourage a lot of new growth to form, putting it into stress. So while it's like semi-dormant,
mm-hmm.
that's when I would move it.
And how what's the root system? Is this going to be like a wide and shallow, or is it going to have really deep roots?
It's going to, I mean, it won't be 3 feet deep, but you're going to need to make that root ball, I'm going to say, at least 3 feet wide.
Oh, so I'm going to need like a crane to get out of there.
No, I moved a rhododendron at my house about 7 or 8 years ago. It was just getting too big for where it was. It was 7 feet tall, 8 feet wide, and I knew I had to get it out of there because it was just almost taking over where I had planted it. And what I did is I tied it back so that I could get in it and around it. I dug a trench. Again, this was like a 4 foot wide root ball. I went down 2 feet. But I dug a trench around and around and around, 2 feet deep. And then I took my shovel and I cut underneath the root ball.
Okay.
Took a piece of burlap, and you can buy burlap by the yard at a nursery or a garden center. Even some of the box stores will have rolls of burlap. And I wrapped the root ball with the burlap. And where the burlap overlapped, I took some 3-inch nails and I wove it between the two pieces to hold it together. And the nails work really, really well. And then what I did is I had my son help me. I grabbed the whole of the rhododendron and I pulled it towards me. And he took the soil from the trench and shoveled it underneath the root ball. And then we pulled the rhododendron the opposite direction, and we shoveled more soil underneath the root ball, and we kept repeating that till we got all the soil that we had taken out to make the trench underneath the root ball, and it raised it out of the ground over a foot. Then the two of us rolled it out of the ground onto a plastic tarp, just a traditional blue tarp. And the two of us, because of the tarp being slippery, it just slid right across the yard. I mean, I couldn't believe how easy it was. And we pre-dug a hole to put it in, slid it in, and I untied the burlap, just left it in the bottom of the hole, and put some compost and manure, mixed that in with the new soil, and it did very, very well. I also got a root-stimulating fertilizer, like a starter fertilizer, and that rhododendron today is over 10 feet tall and probably 15 feet wide. So you do it while it's dormant. You prune it back, and by pruning it back, it's going to help you move it because you can't get every single root in that ground. So by cutting back the top of the plant, it's going to help to balance what you're able to get for roots. If you left the top all intact and you cut the roots, now the top is too big, the roots are too small, and it would really stress out the plant. So prune it. Dig it out of the ground, and then wrap the root ball in burlap, get it nice and tight with the nails, and then pull it forward, throw soil, set the ball back on like a slight hill, and you keep doing that, and it will slowly lift it out of that deep hole, roll it out onto a plastic top, slide it to the new location, and you're ready to go. And keep it wet.
Well, it sounds like quite a chore. Let me give that a try.
I tell you, it was, for me, it was worth it, because the variety of rhododendron that I had planted, I didn't realize how big it was going to get. And if I had left it there, now that it's 10 feet tall and 10 feet wide, it would have eaten up that whole garden. So it's something that had to be done.
Okay, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Just get a good night's sleep before, and a good cup of coffee, and somebody to give you a hand, and you can move that plant. I know you can do it.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Oh, the other thing is, the night before you're going to dig the plant, water the ground. You want to make the soil nice and moist. If the soil is wet, it will hold the ball together. If the root ball is dry, it's going to crumble. And I know the soil in Florida has got a lot of sand in it. So give it a good soaking the night before. It will help to hold the soil to the root system, and it will make it a lot easier. Maybe a little bit heavier, but at least it's not all crumbled, and then that would hurt the roots also. But it's not bad. If I can do it, you can too, Dave. Thank you. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and their paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number? Call us. It's toll free, 855-660-4261. I know a lot of you are in the cold of winter. You've got snow on the ground. You've got single digit temperature numbers. But you got to start thinking about spring. You think early. You plan, and you're going to have a good garden. You don't start the garden in May when you plant. The best garden is started during January, February, and March, where you plan it out. If you have a lot of houseplants, you're taking care of your houseplants right now, because when the spring arrives, a lot of those are really going to explode, and the flowering ones that are not blooming now will be coming into bloom, and that's why I do the newsletter. Now, this past week, I did two flowering plants that are going to be coming into bloom in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Some of them are already starting. One of them is called the chenille, or the cattail plant. And it's a little pink, fluffy flower that will grow 3 to 4 inches long. And it looks like a cattail. It's all fluffy, and it's bright pink. And it's a beautiful plant, but it's starting to bloom right now. The other one is the clerodendron, which is a vining plant also, cascading for hanging basket. And clerodendron is also called the bleeding heart plant. And it has 4 white petals, and in the middle, a red flower. And it's striking. And they need to have 10 hours of daylight before they're able to make flowers. They're a long-day plant. A short-day plant, like a like a chrysanthemum, their days are getting shorter, and that's when it comes into bloom. Long-day plants are all your vegetables, all your annuals that bloom during the spring and summer. In your houseplants, some are early and some are late blooming. But they're coming into bud and bloom in the days ahead. You want to start feeding them now. Normally during November, December, January, and February, you feed them once a month. Once you get to April, you're going to feed them twice a month. And what I suggest that you do, and this is what I do, I take my calendar, and the first week of the month, I write fertilize. The third week of the month, I write fertilize. And that reminds me when I'm looking at the calendar that if you don't write it down, you're not going to do it. That a lot of us don't feed the plants enough. This time of the year, if you have insects, I try and use products that are going to be organic. Because the windows are all closed in your home, and if you're using a pesticide and you're spraying it on the plant, it's going to be in the air in your home. So I stay away from anything that's going to be toxic. Now, an organic company like Espoma, they have organic products that you can use in the home and not have to worry. They have an insecticidal soap. And it's a multi-purpose. You spray it on your tropical plants, on your foliage plants that you have. And it's a product that will take care of the insect problems. It doesn't last long. In about a week, it dissipates. It breaks down with the temperature in your home and the sunlight that your plant receives. So that's what's nice about the organics. And you have neem oil, which is another organic oil, and that will take care of diseases as well as insects. So watch your plants. Check them to make sure that they don't get a problem with insects. And if you start to see webbing, that's a spider mite. And neem oil will take care of spider mite, and that spreads quickly. Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This morning we have a treat for you. We have a garden author joining us this morning, and she has written a brand new book. The book is called Container Gardening. And I know a lot of you will grow plants in whiskey barrels and all kinds of ceramic or clay pots, and even the new smart pot. And Jessica has written a fantastic book to give you a lot of ideas and tell you all about starting the seeds and growing them in your garden and so forth. So we'd like to welcome you today to Jessica, and she is going to tell you all about growing plants in containers. Jessica Walliser, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm very well. And yourself? Are you getting anxious for the arrival of spring? We're only 44 days away, Jessica.
I am so glad you said the arrival of spring and not that am I excited about the Super Bowl today. Being from Pennsylvania, we could have quite the conversation about that, but let's talk about gardening instead, right?
Right.
Of course I'm excited. It's snowing outside here today, but spring is on the horizon, and it will be a welcome spring, that's for sure.
You better believe it. So what is the first thing? I know in your book you have all kinds of very unusual, very common containers, but what is the basic thing that everybody should do when they're growing in a container?
Well, you know, in the book, I sort of came up with this concept of there being really three pillars to successful container gardening. And they're all the very beginning parts of growing in containers. You know, as gardeners, we get so excited to pick out our plants and what flowers are we going to combine together that a lot of times we forget about these three very basic things that we have to do to set ourselves up for success. And, of course, the first one is picking the right container. for the right plant, which means the right materials, the right size, the right kind of drainage in the bottom of that pot. So that one's the very beginning. The second pillar at the very beginning for success would be, what do we fill that container with? What kind of potting mix do we use? What, do we use granular fertilizer in there? How do we create a good foundation for those plants? And then the third pillar for success would be, where do we put those containers? What's the right location to really give our plants the greatest chance of success? You know, do we think about exposure to the sun, exposure to the wind? How close are they to a water source to be able to easily irrigate them? So I find that when you start with container gardening, if you begin with those three foundational pillars, you are definitely setting yourself up for the greatest chance of success.
Exactly. I mean, it's so true. Everything that you mentioned is something that we should consider. Selecting plant, that's your own personal choice for foliage, for colorful foliage, for the flowers. But you got to start with the basics. And that's something that in your book you spend a lot of time. The soil preparation, container size, it doesn't matter. It's the container itself, drainage, and the soil, and can you get water to it? I mean, if you put it at the end of your driveway and to make the entrance looking good, and it's 100 yards to your driveway, how are you going to get water out there?
Exactly. So, and it's interesting because these are really like the non-glamorous parts, I like to call them. They're the very non-glamorous parts of container gardening. So there's a part that isn't as much fun. But, you know, as with many things in life, it's the non-glamorous job that they make the world go round. They get the job done. And so we do have to put some careful thought and consideration to those three factors because they are so important to our success.
Exactly. So, I mean, you're giving people the basics, and that's the way that you need to start. If they learn the basics, they know how to condition the soil, they know how to feed the plant and water, they're going to have success. So, you're starting everybody on the right foot, and that's going to help a great deal. Now, why do people plant in containers? Is there rhyme or reason why they do that? Jessica?
Well, I sort of find that it's really primarily for two different reasons, and they're sort of at opposite poles of each other. The first reason I think that people garden in containers is because they want to get their feet wet in the gardening world, so to speak. They're maybe first-time home buyers, or they're, you know, starting a young family, and they want to grow a little bit of food, but they're not ready yet to dedicate a big space in their yard to an in-ground garden, and they just don't know much about plants. And so a great gateway drug to real gardening or in-ground gardening, so to speak, is to start with just a couple of containers. So I find a lot of people grow in containers for that reason. And then, again, on the opposite end of that would be the folks who have gardens in the ground for many, many years, and either they want to sort of downsize a little bit, maybe their back hurts a little more than it used to, or they're moving into a smaller house or a small apartment, and they still want a garden, and so they decide to grow in containers instead because it is a little bit easier, they're a little more accessible, there's a little less maintenance involved in containers. And so that group of people is, really turning to containers to still get their gardening fixed. Of course, there's people probably like you and I in the middle where we have both an in-ground garden and we grow in containers. So there's certainly plenty of people in the middle there as well.
Exactly. And I know exactly what you're saying because my vegetable garden is 75 feet by 25 feet. And when my three boys were home, we ate everything out of this garden. And now that the three boys are grown up and have their own homes, I don't need a garden that big. So what I did is I invited one of my neighbors who has a lot of shade. She works with me. And we split the cost of everything, and now she has a garden in full sun, and all the vegetables that she wants, and I have half the work, and I still get what I want, and she has time to work in the garden, and she gets what she wants. So I downsize by splitting the garden with a neighbor, and it works great.
Perfect. It sounds like a great relationship.
It really is. It really is. It's a lot of fun. Now, in your book, what makes it different than other books about growing in containers?
That is a great question, Paul, because, you know, as you know, right, there are a ton of container gardening books on the market. And so with Container Gardening Complete, one of the things that my publisher and I really wanted to make sure that we did was we really did fulfill that promise in the title of it being complete, and that we cover everything from the very start of the season through the very end of the season, and pretty much any question that anybody has ever had about growing in containers is answered in the book. So, for example, we have a big section toward the end of the book on what to do with your plants and your containers at the end of the season. You know, if you spend $60 on a beautiful Brugmansia plant, what do you do with it at the end of the season? You don't want to throw that away. How do you overwinter it? What are the possibilities? Or let's say you want to grow blueberry bushes or raspberry plants, those dwarf raspberry plants, in a container. How do you handle this? How do you feed them safely through the winter? You know, if you live in a really cold climate, like I know a lot of your listeners do. So we want to make sure that all of that information was included. We also wanted some great projects in this book. So we included 20 really unique ways to continue gardening in a bit of an unconventional way. So some step-by-step projects in there that you can build. And we also wanted to make sure that we included a lot of great plant lists. Now, those are set up in charts. So it's not a book full of different plant profiles on every variety under the moon. That's not what the book is about. Instead, we put it in a really concise, easy-to-use chart format. So let's say, you know, you want to grow vegetables and you want to grow corn in a container, right? And you're thinking, well, there's no way you can grow corn in containers. But what I did is there's a vegetable chart in the book that talks about varieties, named varieties and cultivars that were bred specifically for growing in containers. So there's some corn varieties like one called On Deck, another one called Golden Midget, one called Yukon Chief, where they're shorter in stature, you need fewer plants for good pollination, and they are perfect choices in containers. And so there's, you know, varieties of watermelon and cucumbers and tomatoes and even broccoli and Brussels sprouts that are bred specifically for containers. And so that's all put into really super usable format within the book. So those are just some of the things that set it apart from other container gardening books on the market.
And you've got a great section at the end of the book of the different insects that could cause a problem and diseases and how to control those problems, which a lot of people that say, well, I'm going to fill a couple of whiskey barrels with plants. Now they can, if they see something happening, they can go to the back of the book, and any problem that could occur, you've got a chapter on that, which really helps for that you don't find in other container gardening books.
Yeah, and you know what? What I find so many times in other books on this topic is that they spend so much at the front end of the book telling you how easy it is to grow in containers and that it's trouble-free and that you don't have issues. But for those of us who've grown in pots, we know that's not the truth, because you're still going to face pest pressure. You're still going to face diseases. You know, yeah, of course you have fewer weeds in a container, but there's trouble that can crop up. And so having that troubleshooting chapter in the back with really good pictures of the insects, really good organic ways that you can manage them, good preventative techniques. I mean, that was something that I wouldn't do without in this book, because I think it's important to tell people, you know, because if you tell them it's easy and everything is going to be peachy keen, when they face a problem, they think they're a failure, right? And they're less likely to try it again. Whereas when you tell them that, hey, this is a possibility, but here's how to handle it should it crop up, they feel more armed for success. and then they're going to grow more in containers the next year and more and more and more. And then eventually, again, this is the gateway a lot of times for in-ground gardening. And then we get them hooked, and then they're a lifelong gardener. Hopefully.
One of the things that I love with the book are the different types of containers that you use. And when you look at the pictures, I would say, oh, my God, I never even thought of using an old trash barrel or a tub or create a cascading garden with an old fountain. And I know a lot of people would buy a 2 or a 3 tier fountain. They keep it going for a few years, but the wind blows all the water out. They get discouraged, and they just leave it there with nothing in it except to collect water and have mosquitoes. And you've taken that 3-tier waterfall and made it to a giant cascading garden and a lot more. We'll take a quick break. Come right back.
Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can. And it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and air paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Jessica Wiltzer, and she has written a fantastic book, Container Gardening Complete. Now, Jessica is really qualified to do this. She is a contributing editor for Organic Gardening Magazine, and also for Fine Gardening Magazine, and so she knows what she's doing, and this is a fun book. Now, Jessica, when you put this book together, what was the most fun in putting it together, and where did you have a problem?
Oh, my goodness. So probably the most fun was gathering all the images. So I did all the photography for the book myself, which was, I am not a professional photographer, but I would call myself a pretty good amateur photographer. And so Cool Springs Press, who's my publisher with this book, was really, happy to let me do all of the photography for it. And they were really pleased, and I was too, with how all of it turned out. So that was kind of cool because I got to travel all over the country and take pictures of some really unique container gardens. And then I also got to take the pictures, the step-by-step pictures for all of the projects that are included in the book. So that was really fun too. That also actually fits in the category of the most challenging part of creating this book because we shot all of those step-by-step pictures in the summer, and it was about, 90, 95 degrees the weeks that we shot those projects. And, of course, your models, which were all friends of mine that we used for those shots, they have to wear long pants, long sleeves, all the, if they're using any equipment to build the project, they have to have the safety goggles and the gloves on. And it was really hot, and And so that was really challenging to sort of work all around the weather for all of those and making sure all the materials were gathered so that we could build them successfully on camera. So that was also the hardest part. Although it was fun, it was also really difficult and challenging to do as well.
Right. And you've got a chapter on making the different containers from wood to cement. And some great ideas, and one of the pictures that I noticed in the book is something that I did myself for my to put right in the middle of the lawn. I went to the dump. Today they call it the landfill, but it's still going to be the dump to me. And there was an old wheelbarrow that somebody had thrown there. It had a flat tire. The handles were really in tough shape. There were holes in the bottom of the wheelbarrow. And I brought it home. I put some wire across the hole in the wheelbarrow, filled it with a nice, good potting soil, and planted it. And it looks absolutely beautiful. Here's a wheelbarrow full of beautiful plants right on the front lawn. And it was easy to move when you mowed because it had a wheel on it. But you're showing people in this book that it doesn't matter what the shape, what the style, you can grow plants in any container at all.
That's exactly right. As long as it has drainage, you can turn it into a garden container. So, I mean, we used everything from wooden wine boxes to make what we call the beet box, because we're growing beets in those wooden wine boxes, to reusing galvanized tubs and livestock watering troughs. And we have gutters. I have a gutter garden in there, which is actually using old aluminum gutters from the side of the house to grow some dwarf edibles on a fence, which actually is in my backyard. That was a really fun one to do. We use a casserole dish to grow carnivorous plants in one of the projects. We use a old rusted out cement mixing bin to grow a succulent garden. So lots of different options. The only thing I tell people is when you're growing in repurposed containers is to be super careful about anything that might have been painted with lead paint, because you want to avoid using that, obviously, definitely around edible plants. And you also want to avoid using anything that might have asbestos in it. So some really old appliances, like prior to the 1970s, crock pots and things like that, ice cream makers, they probably contained asbestos. So we obviously want to avoid growing in those. But other than those objects, pretty much anything is game for growing plants.
Now, Jessica, where can people pick up your book, Gardening, Container Gardening Complete?
They can get a copy through Amazon or their local bookseller, and they can also visit my website, which is jessicawalliser.com.
Jessica, thank you so much for spending a half an hour with us today, and I know the listeners will check it out.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.